Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire, for Friday, March 24th. Oh my gosh, was that a good night of college basketball. Holy hell. You had one blowout in Arkansas-UConn. You had a pretty stirring comeback in Tennessee-FAU, where I believe Rick Barnes let his team from the SEC, Tennessee, he let the opponent go on an 18-2 run in the second half. That's classic Rick Barnes. And FAU stuns Tennessee. And then you had two instant classics that were like historically great NCAA tournament games. I'm going to start with a late one, UCLA and Gonzaga, which was just epic on so many levels. But I actually think the Michigan State-Kansas State game was better because A, it went overtime, and B, I don't think anyone led by seven or more, maybe the entire game, but definitely for like the final second half and overtime. That, I mean, that game was bonkers. Obviously, we'll get to Mr. Noel, the instant March legend, in a moment. But I got to start with UCLA Gonzaga. Obviously, since I moved out here to LA, I have become a de facto UCLA fan. My daughter recently went to a gymnastics meet at UCLA. She's wearing UCLA gear. She wants to go there. You know, fourth grader. It's a team that's easy to root for. Bunch of guys who I live around, dads, went to UCLA. They're wearing the gear. So, like, I'm rooting for them. I got a buddy who is, like, a donor to the football team and took me to a basketball game. We're sitting, like, second row. Like, I mean, you know, these guys are really into UCLA and USC as well. So I've become a UCLA fan. I coach fourth grade girls hoops. My assistant coach, you graduated from UCLA, you know. Like, all these guys are super into it. So I've become a UCLA fan. My problem this year was I thought the injuries heading into the tournament were going to be too much to overcome. Their best defensive player, the Pac-12 defensive player of the year, Achilles. Like, late in the season, I think it was Pac-12 tournament. And next thing you know, it's like, I can't pick them. So I actually took Gonzaga in my brackets. And it was a weird moment because I'm like, you know, I'm rooting UCLA, but listen, there's money on the line with the brackets. And you know, at halftime, I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, UCLA played maybe its best half of the season. 46 points. They looked incredible. It was just like, holy cow, they're going to win this game. Amari Bailey looked good. Jaquez looked good. But essentially, they just ran out of gas in the second half. The big guy who we thought Rob, a UCLA fan, we thought the big guy was going to play. I got to get his name here. He's huge. Bona, thank you. He's a freshman. I mean, the guy looks like he's chiseled from granite. His, like, shoulders are just cut up. Adema Bona, 6'10", from Nigeria. I mean, this guy is just an animal. And he looks like a machine out there. He had 11 late in the season in a game. And, again, he's playing, like, 10, 15, 20 minutes. But he was emerging at the end of the season. Oh, this guy's going to be a contributor. And then he goes down. I'm like, well, who's guarding Drew Timmy? So I had Gonzaga in the bracket. So I was kind of rooting for him. And I honestly thought at halftime, Rob, that UCLA had this game. I was like, they're just too good defensively. And Gonzaga doesn't play any defense. You give up 46 points in the first half. And it was pretty apparent within the first 5-6 minutes of the second half that UCLA spent everything. They emptied the tank in the first half. And they were absolutely gassed. They had nothing left. Folks, they went over 11 minutes in the second half without a basket. I mean, the legs were, they were just weak. Tiger Campbell, just exhausted. I mean, the guy was incredible. 9 assists, 1 turnover, but he only shot 5 of 16, 1 of 5 from 3. Jaquez had all his patented looks, the spin moves. He's such a great college basketball player. I really like his game. And the good news is I had Rob look this up. Rob has confirmed Tiger Campbell and Jaime Jaquez each have a year of eligibility left. Okay? I don't know that Jaquez is going to want to come back. I know he tested the waters last year. Tiger Campbell's been there forever. Like, these guys are winners. And, folks, this loss is just gut-wrenching. And the problem is, Jaquez and Tiger have been part of this group. They've now lost 3 straight, I consider, grueling NCAA tournament games. Like, end of the season, absolutely brutal. No other way to slice it. Jalen Suggs hitting a 40-footer bank job in the Final Four at the buzzer. That's as bad as it gets. That's excruciating for UCLA. Then the next year, last year, and I had to go look up the box score and the play-by-play. They were the better side against UNC for majority of the game. I had bet them in this game, so I was heavily invested. I was rooting for them. And UCLA's either leading by a little or maybe trailing by one for most of the game. Tiger Campbell makes a layup against UNC last year. They're up 3 with 2:08 to go. I was picking up someone from the airport, and I was watching the game in my car. You know, you can call up the TV cable app and watch it. Tiger Campbell makes this layup. I'm pumping my fist. I'm like, let's go! And they come down, and I'll never forget, Caleb Love missed a 3. Baycott, the big guy, gets the board, kicks it out to Love, 3, tie game. I'm like, damn it. Jaquez miss, Caleb Love 3. And next thing you know, you go in 1 minute from being up 3 to now down 3. Jaquez misses, and then Baycott scores, it's over. And it just happened so fast. And this one was even more painful than that last one. Last year's loss to UNC, because UCLA looked so good. For a half, they led, and Gonzaga, like, fighting to come back. I haven't mentioned Drew Timmy's name, which is sacrilegious given how incredible he was. But Gonzaga's fighting back. They can't make free throws to save their life. And UCLA's hanging around, and then they just run out of gas, right? They're down 10 with 2 minutes left. But heart of a champion, all those, you know, platitudes. And next thing you know, Drew Timmy misses 2 free throws, clangs them. The first one, if you look at the replay, the first free throw was short. And then there was some, like, discrepancy about someone checking in or something, so he had, like, an extra 10 seconds to think about it, which is bad. And then the second one was long off the back rim, and you're like, oh, my gosh. UCLA comes down. Amari Bailey hits a 3. And it's like, what just happened? That was incredible. I mean, basically an 11-2 run, whatever it was, in, like, 2 minutes. I mean, Gonzaga had some epically stupid fouls. Hockey has a couple 3-point plays. It was just like, what are they doing? And now, I haven't confirmed this, Rob. I haven't been able to read this, but from my untrained eye, when they were down by 1, Gonzaga ran the Villanova play. And you guys remember the Villanova play. Archie Diacono gets the inbounds pass from Chris Jenkins, races up the floor, basically turns around, tosses the ball to Chris Jenkins of Villanova, who buries a 3 at the buzzer to beat, I believe, UNC. And that, to me, is a Villanova play. Your point guard runs up, turns around. Nobody's guarding the guy who inbounded it. He's a trailer. He's got an open look. And, you know, last night, you guys are watching, Drew Timmy is utterly dominant, 36-13. Stan Van Gundy on the call is saying, well, you got to double Drew Timmy here. You cannot let him just eat inside. He's just dominating everybody. The problem was when they doubled him, he ended up kicking it out and got a couple assists for 3-pointers for their shooters. So it's like, well, what do you do? But that's the beauty of the play that Mark Few drew up. Now, I say beauty, but I'm sure Rob is crestfallen. You know, they come up the floor, race up, the kid turns around, hands it to Strother, who, it's weird. Julian Strother had 16 and 10, and he hit the game-winning shot, right? Drew Timmy was the best player on the floor. Jaime Jaquez was second best player on the floor. But who projects as the best NBA player on the floor in that game last night? It's Julian Strother, the guy who hit the three, because he's long, he could be a wing. Now, I don't know if he's quick enough to be like a lottery pick, but for sure, he looks like a first-round talent. I mean, when you're like 6'8", long arms, can handle, can shoot, like that's Jaylen Brown, that's Jason Tatum, that's Paul George. That's exactly what you want in the NBA. Brandon Miller, who's going to be the number two pick or three pick, whatever, from Alabama. We'll see him tonight. That's exactly what Strother is. Shoot it, can put it on the deck. Now, Strother didn't have a great game, but he hit the game-winning shot. Now, Mark Few didn't confirm that it's called the Villanova play, but to me, that's the Villanova play. I mean, UCLA was stunned. Guy hits a shot from the logo, and, you know, I breathed a bit of a sigh of relief, even though, you know, Tiger Campbell had a chance to tie it and send it into overtime. But, Rob, you know, that's three straight postseason losses for the Bruins that are just absolute gut punches. How are you holding up this morning?
Surprisingly well, I think, because it was such a roller coaster of emotions. We were talking before we started recording, and I said that was one of the rare instances where both teams almost choked. Like, you never see that, really. You know, I guess maybe in college basketball, with the only thing, because they're kids and the whole "this is March" thing, you know. It's hard for me to get too upset, because I was in a UCLA Bruins group chat during the game. And I'm just texting them, like, with 3 minutes left. I'm like, this was a choke job. And they're like, well, you know, we're so hurt. We're down our two best defenders. And yeah, that's true. I get it. But you're up 13 and you go over 13 points at half. Up 13. And then you go 11 minutes in the second half without a field goal. Like, I don't care who's hurt. There's no good reason why a team worth any salt should go 11-plus minutes without a basket. And I thought that Mick Cronin's decision to slow it down in the second half really backfired, because I think that they knew that they didn't have any depth. The injuries had really sapped them. They basically only really played, like, six guys real minutes. You know,
the kid McClendon, I don't know if you heard the stat, he had two open threes in the final like 6 minutes, and he missed them both. And then I was like, who is this guy? I look him up. He was 2 of 26 on threes this season. He's a freshman. 2 of 26 on three pointers in the season, and that's who they're having take shots late in the game, because they had no depth. Rob, I feel like you're being harsh.
I understand the depth thing, but it's like, you don't— good teams don't lose games like that. If you lose, it's because you got beat. Like, I get it. I understand. Drew Timmy had a fantastic game. But when you go almost 12 minutes without making a basket, that's on you. Like, that's not a other team is good situation. This is not a, you know, they went lights out from three. This is not the Kansas State kid who had probably the greatest tournament game that we've seen in a decade. Like, that's not what happened. As good as Drew Timmy was, if you're even making a 30% of those shots, like, you're winning. That's not a question. You can go ice cold and still not go 11 minutes without making a basket. You know what I mean? So I was already expecting them to choke it away. Like, I felt like— no, it was a choke, right? Like, it felt that way. I was already giving up with 3 minutes left.
Jeez. And then, oh, ye of little faith.
And then for Gonzaga to almost give it right back was something that, like, that flicker of hope that you get every once in a while as a sports fan. I'm sure you get— you feel as like a Jets fan. You know what I'm talking about.
Very rarely, but yes.
But it's just like, it's going to happen. They're really going to do it. They're really going to pull it off. I can't believe it's going to happen. So when Strother made that three there late, it was just like, oh, well, you know. Shoot me twice. It's okay. Yeah.
It's a tough one. You know, I feel bad. Like, you know, we talk about chokes. I don't even know if you could say Tennessee choke, because they were never up like double digits against FAU. It's a tough one. I don't like using the word there. Like, Arizona up five with what, 4 minutes left, don't score again and you lose to Princeton. To me, that's a choke. Up 13 at the half, I just thought they ran out of gas.
But I can see where you're coming
from. It's hard to say they ran out of gas when the coach deliberately slowed it down because he didn't want them to run out of gas. Because I think he knew we can't play at this pace the entire game when we're only really playing six guys. I just can't. Like, that's just right. Not what we can do. By the way, let me read this text to you from the UCLA Bruin group chat that I was in last night. Right after the game. This is seconds after. You know, the basket went in, whatever. Find someone named Timmy and kick his ass, period. That was pathetic.
How's it pathetic? He's totally dominant.
No, I know, but it was just like that. That's where we were at as Bruin fans. Like, look, man.
Casey Jacobson called him the Kevin McHale of college basketball. And that is almost perfect, is it not? I mean, his footwork is impeccable. I can't even think of the last. Listen, I'm not saying he's better than Christian Laettner in college. But tell me someone who has better footwork in the post than Drew Timmy that you can think of. In college, in recent, I'll just say this century in college basketball. And I don't want to talk about a guy who did it like, oh, he had a great tournament, you know? Like, Drew Timmy's now, this is two straight years of complete and utter dominance on the blocks. Like, nobody can guard him.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the
the challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast. And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000. Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion. Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
However, Rob, their next game is against UConn. And I don't know, are you, does what happened in this game have any bearing on how you would project the UConn game?
Not really. I like, Timmy obviously was great, and he's been great this whole tournament, actually. But I don't think it's without, like, I don't think there's even an argument to say that any team, single team, has looked better than UConn in this tournament at all. UConn is clicking on all cylinders in a way that kind of reminds me of that Joakim Noah, Al Horford, Florida team. Like, I haven't seen a team look this dominant in a tournament in a long, long time.
Okay, but, guess the line. I've got them in front of me. UConn Gonzaga on Saturday from Vegas, where Gonzaga will surely have more fans.
Sure. Okay. Give me Gonzaga -2.5.
Interesting. Connecticut -2.5.
I thought the regional thing might have pushed it towards Gonzaga. That's what I was expecting.
Maybe
it's going to be a Gonzaga home game, basically.
Well, I don't know. That's well. Okay, now I'm seeing it down to 2. It's early. I'm sure people are hitting it. I don't know that I can take Gonzaga. Like, that's an excruciating game for them. Like, Connecticut waltzed. I don't even think we need to spend any time on it. UConn, you could see in the first, what do I have down here on my notes? In the first 7 minutes, this game was over. It was just, Arkansas looked shell-shocked. UConn came out, their passing was crisp, they were making some threes. The big guy, Sonogo, didn't even have a monster game, 18-8. It was the kid Hawkins. Rob, I don't know about you. Like, I don't remember him being awesome in the Big East tournament. I don't even remember him being awesome against St. Mary's last game. This kid, Jordan Matthews, comes out. He looked like Ray Allen to me, right? 6'5", hitting threes, going to the hoop. He looked like a different player, totally confident. I believe against St. Mary's, he had 0 baskets in the first, I think it was 26 minutes. And then after that, he went on like a binge and hit 3 threes. I was kind of stunned at this guy. That being said, like, Gonzaga has the athletes to hang with these guys. I think they should be able to hang. My problem is, if Timmy is struggling against the bigs, and he will not eat against Sonogo and that 7'2" kid, I don't know where they can get automatic points, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you say that, because Gonzaga, especially during last night's broadcast, what they kept mentioning was, this is the best offense in the country. This Gonzaga offense is the best offense in the country, over and over and over. And yeah, that is why, during the broadcast, Stan Van Gundy was kind of arguing. I don't know who the other color guy was, but he's like, well, if you double him, you're leaving the three-point shooters open, and yeah, that's how Gonzaga is going to kill you. So they're just going to let Timmy eat and hope that he can't score enough to keep them against all five. And ultimately he could, so it didn't really matter. But it's interesting that you say that, because if the one thing Gonzaga should be able to do against UConn, it's score. It's whether or not they're going to be able to slow them down at all is the question.
Well, I don't think they're going to be able to stop them. And again, UCLA was down a couple dudes, you know, 2 clear top 6 guys for them. Maybe
defensive
top 7.
Player of the year in the conference. Yeah. Yep, one of them.
So I just looked it up. Hawkins against Marquette in the Big East title game was 2 of 11. That's why I don't remember. 1 of 8 from 3. Quiet against Iona, hit 4 threes against St. Mary's. I think they were all in the second half. Again, if he's playing like that, that's a tough matchup. Let me just quickly, before we get to the Kansas State legend, Mr. Noel, let me just see if KenPom, what he has, you know, he does the analytics for Ken Pomeroy ratings. Let me see if he has anything for Gonzaga. And he has Connecticut winning 80-77, according to KenPom. The biggest edge, it looks like, is Connecticut's offense turns the ball over a lot because they have point guard issues.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, Gonzaga's free throw shooting 69%, 259th in the country. Connecticut is 38th in the country. It's going to be a good game.
It's good. Well, speaking of Kansas State, before we get to Kansas State, let me just say this about UConn. Through the first three games of the tournament, average margin of victory is over 20 points per game, including two of them against St. Mary's and Arkansas that, according to KenPom, were top 15 defensive efficiency.
So they shredded good defenses.
Yes. In a way that, like I said, that we haven't seen in college basketball in a long, long time.
Huh. All right. Let's go to Kansas State. And so the game was one for the books. Like, if you somehow missed Kansas State, Michigan State, I don't care if you don't like college basketball. If you watch the condensed version on YouTube today, which you should do before lunch, it was unbelievable, Rob. I will say this. Early on, the shots were not falling, and it was like, oh, it's MSG, the guys are tight, you know, the big NBA arena. It didn't feel great. And then I think midway through the first half, both teams all of a sudden started clicking. There's this kid off the bench, Masood, hit four threes. I remember he missed his first. I was like, that did not look like a good shot. And then he just buried four or five the rest of the game. And he was coming off the bench for Kansas State. Michigan State, they're obviously, we know their team is good. Walker had a good, not great game. Hoggard was incredible. But obviously, this Kansas State game was all about the man, the myth, the legend. Now, it just so happens that when I watch college hoops during the season, and you guys remember the Fran Fraschilla pod from last week, one of the kids that was just jumped off the screen was Marquise Noel, the 5'11 dynamo from Harlem, who, you know, there's a bunch of Instagram videos out this morning, you know, doing those, the thing where they like clip off his highlight stuff. And they were like, this guy had zero offers in high school. He was a 3-star recruit that nobody wanted. And he decided, fine, I'm going to go to Arkansas Little Rock. And then he torched Arkansas Little Rock for a couple years, just like playing really well, and then transfers to Kansas State. And he gets to Kansas State and he's, you know, good, but this year, his game has gone to another level. And I remember watching him one night this season. I was like, this guy's freaking unstoppable. And I made a note. And lo and behold, as soon as the brackets come out, Fox is like, we need a couple bets. And the first one I said was, give me Kansas State. I wrote it up. I put it on Instagram if you guys want to check it. Not that I'm making stuff up. I miss a bunch, obviously. Everybody does. But at the time, I said, give me Kansas State to win the East. They were plus 900. I took it, plus 900. Marquise Noel, like I even wrote down his matchup against the Marquette point guard, Kolek. Listen, Kolek's awesome. Big East player of the year. I like Noel a lot. And he put on a performance in the last game against Kentucky that was otherworldly. And the scoring wasn't quite there in this game. But ladies and gentlemen, he broke the NCAA tournament record for assists in a game. He had 19. And in addition to 20 points, 5 steals, including the game-winning steal when Michigan State was trying to get off a 3. It was one of those, like, I know, like, one shining moment. You guys know how lame I am. If you are a friend of the pod, or maybe not, and, you know, my wife is at somewhere with me, and you just say, Amy, are you a fan of One Shining Moment? She will have all these stories about how nerdy I get for One Shining Moment. I mean, guys, this is not a lie. I don't mind. Like, you know, I'm going to be authentic. And that's, I think, why the podcast is doing well and the herd is doing well and all this stuff. Like, I'm going to be honest with you guys and real. When I was, like, you know, in my 20s, I liked One Shining Moment so much. And again, like, YouTube was just barely in its infancy. I loved One Shining Moment so much. I would record it on VHS. VHS. And then save it on a tape and then, like, watch it back. Because now, it's instantly, One Shining Moment goes on social media, you see it instantly. I would watch it on VCR, like, days later. Oh, I missed the tournament. It was like a girlfriend that got away or something, and I would just, like, watch One Shining Moment. And, you know, my wife, girlfriend at the time, would just mock me, like, look at you getting all wistful over basketball highlights. And I'm sure at that point she realized, like, okay, this guy's pretty committed to liking basketball. And I don't see how One Shining Moment can't be at least, at least 10% Marquise Noel. His passes are ridiculous. Rob, come on. He had one like a between the legs behind the back. Did you see that one in the first half? His teammate missed the dunk. Like, this guy's incredible. I said it. I don't know if it was Monday or whatever day it was this week. There is a spot for him in the NBA. I don't care what you say. I think it was Casey Jacobson again, who had said Tyler Ulis had a crack in the NBA. He didn't really stick. This dude's different than Tyler Ulis. He is. I mean, Ulis was awesome. Went to Kentucky. He was very good. Noel is freaking electric. Nobody can stay in front of him. Michigan State has great guards. He got the blow by whenever he wanted. And his teammates know him so well that they cut at all the right times. And I think. Maybe the defining play of the game in overtime, there's about a minute left, and I think it was a tie game. Noel's looking at his coach on the sideline. It was unclear if they were arguing or not. He's at midcourt, and then just out of the blue, Noel throws an alley-oop. His teammate, this guy's a great story, Keontae Johnson, catches it in the air, and it's a reverse dunk. In overtime with a minute left, and he just threw it like a no-look alley-oop that was reverse dunked, and it was like Madison Square Garden lost its mind. Keontae Johnson, by the way, started at Florida. I don't know if you guys remember, he collapsed and like missed, I think, a season and a half. He missed a lot of time and then ended up transferring to Kansas State this year. He had an awesome game. Listen, this team has two dudes, and I'm kind of obsessed with them. Obviously, I have the futures bets, but Noel and Johnson are good enough, I believe, to carry them to the Final Four. Now, I know that FAU is like a good story. Johnson, by the way, had 22-6. Rob, you can't find anyone outside of friends and family and maybe on the campus of FAU who would rather see FAU in the Final Four than Marquise Noel. Don't nobody. There ain't no way.
I mean, let me just say shout out to the short kings out there, because me and him are basically the same height, and he's over here cooking dudes on national television, yeah. Even more than Jason McIntyre does in his men's league.
Please.
You know, what's funny is I had never heard of Noel before last week when John Calipari referred to him as the little kid after he dusted him for 27 points, and it was like a big old scandal.
Yeah.
And then I remember reading some articles about it, but the apology and everything like that. And I read one specific article in Bleacher Report, and I saved it because I thought it was interesting. It says he's having the best season of his career, averaging 17 points, 3.5 rebounds, 7.8 assists. I'm like, yeah, it's really good. This is while shooting 38% from the floor and 35% from deep. Mm. And I'm like, oh, so, I mean, I guess the bar is not really that high. You know, if it's 38%, that's Malik Beasley right there, 38 and 35. It's not
By the way, Malik Beasley, didn't he get benched recently?
He really
for,
did.
Austin Reeves?
For the future of Los Angeles basketball, Austin Reeves. But I was like, oh, you know, so it was just, he had a great moment, and then that's going to be the story, right? That's it. And then he goes and does something like he did yesterday. And he made that 27-point outing against Kentucky look like, you know, what is it, a trailer before the main event on like the undercard match. What he did was incredible. I mean, Drew Timmy lit up my Bruins like you said, like he was Kevin McHale. And it didn't even compare to what Noel did against Michigan State. To have a damn near 20-20 game while playing, I think he only sat out 2 minutes of a game that went to overtime. I think he played 43 of the 45. It's like, give him a shot right now in the NBA. I don't care if he's actually 5'6" without shoes. I don't care that he's not a great shooter. When you put up a performance like that, there's something. I don't know what the something is, but he has it. And I would love to see him get a shot, even if it's just in the summer league, and watch him go off one game for 42 and get picked up. Like, that is one of those games that we are going to remember for a long, long time.
And I didn't even add, Rob, he turned an ankle while driving to the hoop, stayed down, they carried him off. It was like, oh my gosh. Michigan State, within like 2 minutes, had grabbed like a 3 or 4 point lead. And you're like, all right, Noel comes in. And I could tell that Michigan State had missed a three, and the ball was bouncing long, and Noel was going for it, but he wasn't going full speed because he couldn't. And Sparty got the rebound and ended up scoring, and I was like, damn. Kansas State's screwed. They can't hang. And everybody stepped up their game. I mean, Noel obviously was incredible. The Keontae Johnson at 22, Tomlin 11. Now Sills, who I thought was very good in the last game against Kentucky, he fouled out in only 19 minutes. Like, that can't happen if you're going to try to beat UConn. Their bench gave them 26 points. Like, it was a hell of a performance.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season. And guess what? So are we. Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I will say this. Obviously, having a good producer is essential to a good podcast, TV show, radio show, whatever. And Rob and I were chopping it up early this morning about thoughts on the games. And I was like, you know, talking about how great Timmy was, and Hockey has this, what a warrior. And Noel obviously is a superstar, and he goes, it's funny, but none of those three guys really project as NBA players. And it was kind of stunning, and I think, Rob, that is what's so good about this tournament. Now, I think those three guys, whether it's NBA, G League, internationally, they will play basketball going forward. But a guy like the kid, what's his name, Hauser, at Michigan State, like, I don't know, Joey Hauser, he's been around. Like, I know, I think his brother's in the league. Does he get a look? Does he want to go play internationally? He might be able to. He's really good. The kid, I thought Hoggard was pretty damn good. Like, I just, some of these guys, like, they gave it their all, and now their freaking career. Now, actually, Hoggard's a junior, but their careers were, like, on the line here. And that's what's so awesome about March. The ratings have been incredible. I mean, I love this stuff. I can't get enough of it. And I don't know. I don't totally care that they might not make it in the NBA. Is that a weird thought to have, Rob? Like, can you have those two thoughts? I know it's funny because on my Twitter mentions, when I rave about Timmy, they're like, he's no chance he's in the NBA. And I'm like, I'm not even going to reply to these jabronis.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I have the exact opposite feeling. Like, if it weren't for, you know, well, for work, obviously, I got to watch these games. And me being a UCLA fan, I don't think I'd be as locked into these games as you know, an ordinary fan would be, just because you don't know most of the players, right? You know, and 90% of them, of the best ones, at least, that make deep runs, you're not going to see again. Like, once this is over, this is over. This is the end of it. This is the end of the line. And I think that's why a guy like Chet Holmgren last season caught everybody's imagination, because not only were they a really good team, not only did they have a deep run in the tournament, but you knew that he was going to go near the top of the draft. So it was like a preview of things to come, that this is going to be the guy. I remember I saw Chet Holmgren in college, and now he's averaging 25 and 12 in the NBA. Like, that's where people are going to go back to, because, you know, like Larry Johnson. We had Larry Johnson on this week. You remember the UNLV games, and so that's why it was so exciting to see him pop the way he did in the NBA.
Yeah.
And so that's where I come from, where it's like, if this is, these guys are going to be playing overseas, like, it's not as exciting to me.
Not as exciting.
But apparently I'm in the minority, because, as you mentioned, the ratings are the highest they've ever been, which is incredible. The first round of the tournament were the highest ratings ever.
I know this is going to sound crazy, but the days, I think it was like 2014, 2015, Kentucky rolling up with five freshmen and Duke rolling up with five freshmen and winning a title. It feels like that kind of stuff won't be happening if they keep this NIL fifth year. Like, if you look at Kansas State and some of these teams, like Tiger, you even said it, Tiger Campbell and Jaime Jaquez. Tiger Campbell's 23 and he has a year of eligibility left. Jaquez is 22, and he has a year of eligibility left. I hope they return for UCLA. I don't know. They're probably going to be like, I can't take these postseason losses anymore. Screw this. I'm just going to go make money playing basketball. Maybe they've got NIL deals or whatever, but, like, UCLA's next year could have a 24 and a 23-year-old leading their team into the tournament, and that is going to be massive. Now, tonight's games, Rob, you look at a team like Alabama, and I'm not trying to get anybody nervous about anything, but you know, Quinterly, yes, is a senior, but they start a freshman in Miller, a freshman in Clowney, sophomore in Bedienko. Sears, the two guard, is a junior. They're kind of a young team, and you know, we talked about it a little bit with Jacobson earlier this week. Like, Marquette was super young; they got bounced. Purdue, super young; they got these are grown ass men on some of these teams battling 18 and 19 year olds. Who do you think is going to win? I mean, I'm looking at FAU. Maybe they're a bit of an anomaly. Their point guard's a junior, shooting guard's a freshman, sophomore, and a center who's a sophomore. So, like, I don't know. If I'm Kansas State, I'm not worried about that. I got grown men in where's Kansas State? Let me look at their ages. Like, yeah, Noel's a senior, Sills is a senior, Keontae Johnson senior, Tomlin is a junior, Musad is a junior. Like, these are grown big dudes. I think ultimately I'm probably going to land on Kansas State against FAU. Any guess, Rob, on that line for Saturday's Elite Eight?
Oh, Kansas State.
At MSG, by the way.
Kansas State minus 5.5.
What? K-State minus 5. All right, let's see what the verdict is. Survey says Kansas State minus 2.
I'm on the right side, though.
Yeah. I don't know where I'd land on that one. I would lean Kansas State. I don't see a money line offered. Real quick on tonight's games. I can't imagine we'll have as much drama as we just saw. But as I said, I think like a money line parlay, give me Alabama, give me Creighton, give me Houston. I don't see those three losing. I did bet San Diego State plus the points, as I said yesterday on the pod. I have a Texas Xavier over. I do like Texas. I just 4.5 is a lot against a Xavier team coached by Sean Miller, who's excellent. We all know he's one of the best coaches out there. I enjoy the idea of fading him. Miami's the one that's a little bit spicy. Miami, just, you know, you look at guard play, and I know Gonzaga was able to prevail thanks to Timmy, but they did have the guard come off the bench, Malachi Smith, guy I'm not that familiar with, and he played outstanding defense on Tiger in the second half. He wasn't a huge factor in many of their other games, and then, you know, Stan Van Gundy's raving about him, and they're like, this guy can defend. I don't want to say he's a lockdown defender, but like, the guy I knew was Hunter Salas, who had a pretty good first half, but kept turning the damn ball over. Malachi Smith, transfer from Chattanooga and Wright State. This is another guy, 23 years old, Rob. When you could bring a 23-year-old defensive stopper off the bench and he could chip in 14 points, like, that's huge. And I don't know. I will give... that's it. Gambling? I don't know.
I mean, you don't have to bet on everything.
No, you don't. Okay, you don't.
So if you don't have a really good feeling, America, just because Jason, you know, has a lean one way, but if he's not that confident, you don't need to be that confident either. Just enjoy.
Well, the problem is a lot of people listening didn't watch a lot of the college basketball this year or gamble a bunch on it, so they're not as in tune. Again, I'm not the end all be all, clearly, but like, Miami's backcourt is just awesome, but they're younger kids, sophomore to junior. You go up against Houston, man, they got some dogs on that team. Like, Sasser's been around the block. Shed is a junior, Sasser senior. You know, I know they a little younger guy up front in the center. Walker's a freshman, but that Houston team scares me. So, Rob, any other thoughts closing on tonight's games, the brackets? How are your brackets, by the way? Any good?
I got 3 of the final 4 left, but my championship got eliminated last night. So I had UCLA winning it all. Obviously, that's not going to happen. But Kansas State, I picked them before the tournament to make the final 4, and Houston and Alabama are still there. So I feel okay, I guess, about it, you know, considering how bad most people's brackets are, you know, after all these upsets. So we'll see what happens.
In good shape. All right, buddy. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll be back next week. We'll have the Final Four set. We'll probably do a lot of draft stuff. NBA playoffs right around the corner. Talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're gonna dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.